Wake up call, 1300 WTLS, 106.5 FM.
This song always reminds me of the clip with C-Dub. You know, when you're
Rocky Like a Hurricane.
Yeah, when you ask him which song went higher in the charts.
That's right.
This or Wind of Change.
Classic. Coach Mike Battles, Tennessee Tigers head football coach, athletic director, joining us via the phone. It's been a little while since we've seen you, Coach. It's good to talk to you. Hope you're doing well.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Doing well, healthy, and stir crazy.
I bet you are, yeah. You know, we saw you on the movie trailer for the Tennessee Real Town Battle of the Tallapoosa clip that Myron Williams put out there. I'm sure that you kind of get a little pumped up when you see that put together.
Boy, that couldn't have been released any time better. What a great job, professional job he did. But just, I guess the time of him releasing it and everybody needing kind of like a little shot in the arm of, you know, something to get some spirits going, that was awesome. It really was.
No doubt. I know that once this kind of all hit, the coronavirus and all, we were still in school and we didn't know what was going to happen. And, I drive by the football stadium a lot, and you were already over there getting ready. You do this time of year when it was springtime coming, getting ready for football practice, and everything just came to a screeching halt, as I said earlier, and put everything on hold. I mean, what was it like when you heard the news, and then when you knew you weren't coming back this year, you were going to have a spring? What did you think about all of that?
Well, you know, it's like this. I think, at first it doesn't really set in. You know, you just don't really, you're like, okay, we're going to be fine in a couple of weeks. You know, this is going to blow through. And, you know, because we've never seen anything like this before, ever. Not in my 25 years, I don't think in the history, period. You know, so, you know, you think, okay, as I'm sure everybody else, you know, oh, it's going to be okay. We'll be fine. And then to have the reality set in that, you know, we're not going to get to finish out the school year. We're not going to get to do all this. Then it starts going through your mind, you know, all of the people that matter to you and how much it's affected them, you know, our senior class. You know, the ones that those folks. And see, I've got, you know, obviously my son Thomas will be a senior next year. I can't imagine, you know, having a senior this year and, them having to go through this. Think about our softball team. Coach Love and them, the job they've done and the girls and the season they were having and not being able to finish it, you know, That kind of stuff right there, after a couple of weeks, you know, those things start to set in and, you know, I guess reality comes into play and, you know, I guess you start to evaluate things. I was talking to a coach yesterday and I said, you know, I've always loved our players, but boy, I have never wanted to see them more right now than ever before.
Yeah.
Just to be honest with you.
You know, you missed spring football, and I guess that's, you know, that's a part of what you do, and I know you missed that you had it, but you brought up something. These guys and gals lost their senior seasons in the spring forever. They will never get that back. So we'll never know what could have happened with that Tallahassee softball team or the baseball team or anybody else in the spring. You know, it's
man, gone. That, you know, what you said is exactly right. And, you know, and that is a shame because of how hard those girls worked and not just our girls, but everybody, you know, the other schools and other places. It's, you know, it is a unique time. I remember when, my first year as the head coach at Oak Grove High School in 1997, we had just finished spring practice the following year, you know, 98, but anyway, that's when that F5 tornado hit and destroyed the school. We didn't finish the school year. And, you know, that was kind of the only way I had, I told somebody, I said, you know, that's the only other time I can never, you know, I mean, ever remember not finishing a school year, but that was just one school affected.
Yeah.
It wasn't the entire United States. So, you know, we're in unprecedented times. I'm very happy that our AHSAA has been very careful to not just lay down blanket stuff and kind of really wait and, you know, like everybody else, and kind of hear and see what's going on. And, you know, to see when, you know, everybody's got different times. Oh, we're going to be back in this. We're going to be back at this time. But, you know, I just, I hope and pray that, you know, we get back sooner than later and, get back to some normalcy. And, you know, I've stayed in touch with the kids and trying to, make sure that, you know, they understand that, hey, we're still preparing. This is not something that, you know, we're going to we're not going to fall asleep over here. We're going to still work and get ready for the 2020 season and all of our sports. And you know, we'll just hope that things work out good.
You know, it's not just football that we're talking about. You're the athletic director, as you kind of alluded to the other sports, but with football or any other sport, there are regiments that your athletes, student athletes, are working throughout the year in the weight room. There's programs even in the off season. What are they doing since they can't have access to that? I know you're communicating with them. So what are they doing to kind of keep themselves busy and stay in shape?
Well, you know, Michael, the way, and this is, I tell you one thing this has done, I guess, that has improved me a little bit, is that I have really become, you know, computer savvy. The fact that, you know, I've been emailing the football team. We're actually fixing to start virtual coaches meetings Tuesday. The coaches, staff, and I are going to get on with, you know, the new Zoom app, or it's not new to most people. To me, it's new, but anyway, it's what we've been using with our school system to, you know, get together and kind of, you know, just see everybody. And so, you know, we're going to start that. I'm going to start Zoom meetings with our football team, the different classes, seniors, juniors, sophomores, freshmen, start those Tuesday. And, you know, just make sure, you know, the biggest thing, the two biggest things to me that I think are the most important, that we're not getting as a team, as a group. And I'm sure most of our kids, you know, it's great to have a very, you know, last year having a young team, you know, they have to learn on their way. But the other great thing is, because most of them are still real hungry, and you really don't have to worry about them. They're out working, and I know they are. But, you know, the biggest things to me is, number one, being in shape, because I don't know when we're going to get back. We may get back in June. We may be able to start doing some things in small groups, or, you know, just all the different talk I've heard. But the thing that is I think the most detrimental, in my opinion, is just not being together, not having that camaraderie ship, not, you know, teams are made when everybody kind of pays the price together. Everybody's doing the same things. Everybody's having to, you know, sweat. So, you know, all those things that you hear that coach speak. But, you know, that is the thing that is, you know, we're missing out on. I think all the other stuff, you know, weight training, yes. I think I mean, we'd love to be in the weight room, but, you know, the bottom line is you can get past that, but not being able to just be together and, you know, form that team of relationships, and those relationships with those young kids. The older kids I feel better about. The young kids, you know, they haven't been around me as much, and so, you know, you really need time to, you know, spend time with them and just, you know, they get to know you, you get to know them, and then everybody's on the same page. And you know, that's what we're missing out on. That is what's going to, you know, to me, going to be the toughest thing. If our kids stay in shape, then everybody's going to get the same amount of time when we do start this thing back up. It isn't like somebody's going to get a head start. So I still like our chances.
Yeah, the season is scheduled to kick off on August the 20th against Realtown. It's a little less than 4 months away. Just from a coach's perspective, because all we're doing is thinking out loud here, what's the latest you think would be fair to the programs for them to be able to come back and get ready for a season when they say, all right, you can go back and you can work out and get your practices in? What, how late out can you go on that, do you think?
You know, I'm not sure. I would think my gut, 6 weeks, 3 weeks of, just getting them back in and condition and that kind of stuff right there. And then 3 weeks of practice, 6 to 8 weeks is usually kind of what it takes to get a kid in condition. And I think the conditioning, just getting back into shape type stuff will be, I think it'll be the most important, because X's and O's, all of that will be determined on how much time you have, but as far as just making sure the kids are, good, those kinds of things right there. But, I think they're going to do, our State Athletic Association has really done a good job. I know they met this past Thursday and had some different proposals and passed those and passed some things. And, they're in constant conversation. The coaches, I've talked to more coaches probably in the past 2 or 3 weeks, and I've talked to them in the past 2 or 3 years because, everybody's kind of, calling around, hey, what do you think? What are your ideas if we get started in June? I think if we get back, anytime in June, I really don't think or don't, see any changes. Now, after June, then, every week in July that it goes, there may be some different things that go on. But right now, my goal is August the 20th, we're going to be playing right there at J.E. Hot O'Brien Stadium against Realtown.
Yeah, if it doesn't go as planned, do you see a shift of the season, maybe pushing back, possibly eliminating some games, moving some around, or not even a season at all? I mean, obviously there are all kinds of possibilities that we hope don't come into play, but what are your thoughts on that?
Well, once again, we're in unprecedented times. I mean, we are, we're in times, and really, I try not to even think about stuff like that. I just try to, keep positive, but there could be some adjustments. I think that our country, I think the colleges, I think the high schools, if there is a way possibly to play football when September rolls around, I think it'll be done. It's still too dangerous. If our country's still in a crisis and situation, then, of course, other things take precedence over that. And that's just going to how it's, that's just how it's going to be. But I think if there is a way that it can be done, I think that it, not only the fact of, everybody loves college and high school football, the fact of what it plays into the economy and the budgets of high schools and colleges across the state and across the nation and so forth. And just, hey, we need something exciting or good to hear about and go see and do and stuff, that kind of stuff right there. Not that it's any more important than any other sport. It's just, it's the first one that shows up. And, I think if there's a way that it can be done, I feel real good about the fact that we're going to get to play.
Can you imagine if it were clear that there'd be a case that you not be allowed to have fans attend?
You know, that does not, you know, for our kids to play a game and not have fans there. I mean, I don't really know what a high school football game, that would be more like we just going to drive over to somebody's place and we'll just scrimmage them. And you know, we're not really, you know, that would, you know, it's the gates, it's the money made from those games that is, you know, so important to high, you know, most high schools around the state. And, you know, most colleges, I mean, to be honest with you, most colleges, the only sport that brings in lots of money to support the other ones is those football programs. And, you know, being able to take care of everything. And I just, you know, without fans, I mean, what kind of high school game would it be if we didn't have our band there, didn't have the cheerleaders, the fans? I mean, that's what gets the kids. That's what gets me as a coach excited.
Right.
I mean, you know, and so, you know, I don't know. I like I said, you know, everybody's, you know, just kind of hoping, seeing, waiting, and praying. And, you know, I really don't know.
You know, the atmosphere is as much almost a vital part of football on the high school stage and college, as you mentioned, is anything to me. I mean, I can't imagine it any other way. But I will bring this up, even with a green light, just saying the AHSAA and they say just as planned, you know, play the season as you have scheduled it, and everybody's welcome to come and pay for the tickets and come and watch. There is going to be possibly some people who are skeptical about getting around big crowds. What do you think that could do? And we hear it when we certainly talk about Tallahassee versus Realtown returning to the schedule to kick off the season. We've always talked about how big a gate that could be. I know that has to concern you somewhat, doesn't it?
Well, the perfect plan, the perfect game, just the wrong year. Of all the years, and then to have this happen. You know, I know there are going to be people skeptical. I would be skeptical. I mean, you know, I hadn't let Thomas and Mason out of this house. I mean, they're about to go stir crazy. So, you know, I mean, I know there's going to be people out there, even when, you know, we start, I guess, getting back to normal, is, I guess, the best way to put it. But, you know, I think it's going to hurt attendance at a lot of places. But, you know, I also think that it's going to, you know, when we get back to sports, and it really doesn't matter the sport, we just get back to sports and we get back to things like that, it's going to give the community, it's going to give the, you know, nation some, you know, some needed happiness, some, you know, something to, you know, get excited about, which we haven't had a whole lot, you know, a whole lot of that here lately.
You know, you probably have seen this. We talked about it some here of late, that Tallahassee started playing football back in 1921. So next year will be the 100th year. Therefore, this season will be the 100th season of Tallahassee Tigers football. There's a monumental thing in itself with this season coming up.
Well, I, you know, there are so many things I talked, you know, my good friend Jeff Smith, who's the head coach at Walter Welborn High School, where I played, and he played also. I played with him and all that, you know. We were talking on the phone and talking about, you know, just we were actually kind of going through, okay, if we get back in June, here's what we need to get in. If we get back in July, here's what we need. But, you know, the bottom line is, all of those things together, and then, you know, me on a personal note, I have a son who's going to be a senior and plays and has played for Tallahassee his entire career. And so, you know, when you think about those other, we've got 13, 14 other seniors, kids that have been out there for 4 years and are really longer than that, you know, for six, you know, but they've been on our high school team for 4 years. And you think about them, and you think about all the time and everything they've put in to get to that senior year. And, you know, that's when it really hits home. That's when it really, you know, that's when you start to think, you know, this is, you know, boy, I really hope this thing goes away, because I can't imagine, back in 1989, I can't imagine my dad having to come in there and tell me, we're not going to play football this year. I mean, I just can't imagine that. I mean, I'm just really trying to, and I know everybody's talking about it, and I know everybody's, you know, you got Kirk Herbstreit that, you know, says all this and that. No, but nobody really knows.
No.
Nobody really does. This is a day-to-day thing. This thing changes, you know, every time I turn around, I'm hearing something different. So basically, I am staying positive by, I'm just preparing. I'm preparing for August the 20th and August the 27th and so forth and so on. And that's what we're doing. And, you know, just trying to stay positive inside of all the negative that you're hearing.
You started here at Tattlesy in 2012. We're talking about an all-century team. We try to put some guys together that we've seen, some of the best that have worn the purple and gold. I know this is kind of tough, and I'm putting you on the spot, but any names pop up in your tenure during this last decade or so?
Well, I mean, you did put me on the spot there. You know, obviously Brandon Baines would have to be in there, and Casey Baines.
Yeah.
You know,
Casey was like, you know, we kind of overlook Casey sometimes, don't we? Yeah.
Dejon Pascal, I mean, you know, those guys right there, and I mean, it goes without saying, just this past year, you know, Tavares Truck Griffin,
mm-hmm.
you know, but there's so many, because so many of them will tell you the reason that they had good careers is because of the efforts of others, you know, and that's just how it is. I mean, there's some really good players. We've had some really good offensive linemen that you never get to hear about their names because they blocked for Brandon Baines. Now, Brandon rushed for 2,600 and some change or whatever, but he doesn't rush for a yard if, you know, those five linemen up there aren't doing their job. And so, that's a toughie, but those are just some of the ones that have come along that have been really, you know, they stuck out on their own. And so,
well,
there's a few.
Yeah, I know you could probably reel off plenty more. It's going to be fun kind of recounting those great players over the past 100 seasons of Tattlesy football. Coach, we certainly are excited about the season coming up, and we do hope, we've got our fingers crossed that we're going to get it in. We'll keep up with things just like you do. We'll hear what the association has to say as we move forward. Appreciate your time this morning.
Michael, I look forward to coming in every Thursday morning and seeing you, and that's what I'm planning on.
We look forward to seeing you too, Coach. Take care and stay safe.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Mike Battles, head football coach, athletic director of the Tattlesy Tigers, here with us on the Wake Up Call. It is interesting to kind of think about what might be and what we might see here in the weeks to come. I remind you, it's just April the 27th today, and the season is still almost 4 months away. Let's hope we're playing on Thursday, August 20th.
Right. There's a lot can happen in 4 months. So,
yeah, I think we're hopefully going to move in that direction. And once again, thanks to the coach. If you missed any part of the interview, you can certainly listen tonight. We have the replay on at 6 right here on WTLS. We'll come back with more of the Wake Up Call right here on 1300 WTLS at 106.5 FM.